From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Earlier this month, 46 current and former state FFA officers visited California to learn about the wide variety of agriculture the state has to offer. Members toured a number of the state's agribusinesses and made stops that included the largest U.S. producer of caviar, a fourth-generation ranch practicing responsible carbon farming, and many others. During the second week of the tour, the FFA members visited berry farms, nurseries, a horse ranch, and a feedlot. The National Corn Growers cautions the EPA about moving forward with a rule that could give the government expanded regulatory power across American farmlands. NCGA President Chris Eddington gave testimony as the EPA considers a proposed rule revising the definition of the waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act. The proposed rule would give the federal government leeway to assert jurisdiction over features that are remote from and carry only minor volumes of water to downstream navigable waters. Brazil's government says its farmers will harvest nearly 56 million bags of coffee in 2022, nearly 17% higher than last year, but less than most in the world's largest coffee producer were expecting. Reuters says the lower number is important because Brazil's coffee production is the key to balancing global supplies. If that happens, it could cause a deficit and sustain coffee prices that are currently near 10-year highs.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.